comes in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. I see the enemy coming in like a flood in our houses, in our churches, in our families. But what I don't see is the standard. People of God, where's the standard at? We in a war, y'all. It's time to stand, y'all.
The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of them that published it. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Welcome to the Know Your Bible radio broadcast that reaches around the world daily with the good news about Jesus Christ our Lord. I am your host, Bishop Fred A. Caldwell Sr. Now lend me your ear, and let's go inside of Know Your Bible and hear God's life-changing word. Welcome to Know Your Bible.
Today's message, the law that governs the new nature. And now here is Bishop Caldwell.
Turn with me now and go to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Now I would that we would read this verse of scripture together. Are you there? Praise the Lord. Okay, let us read. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Again, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. Again, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now we're going to talk further in this session today about the law that governs the new nature. The law that governs the new nature. Now you need to understand that a law is a principle. It's a governing principle. In other words, before you were born again, you were a very rude person. You were without God and without hope in this world, according to the Apostle Paul in Ephesians. According to the Word of God, before we were born again, we were sinners. Is that right? Praise God. Now, if any man be in Christ is the key. In Christ, he is a new what?
Creature.
All right. If you are new, that means that you're not old. Because what's old can't be new, and what's new cannot be old. Would you agree? Now, to be in Christ is to be born again. Say that back to me. Say born again.
Born again.
All right, now, when you received Jesus as your Savior and you were born again, now another law came into action that was not there before. Another law came into prominence that was not there before. Another law came into action that was not there before. What was there before you received Jesus was the law of sin and death. You were dominated by that. You were given over to sin. You were servant to sin. You were a slave to sin. The devil snapped his fingers and you jumped to it. You were a servant of sin and Satan. But if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. Now, since you are, if you are born again, having received Jesus as your Savior, you have now another law that is greater than the law of sin and death, and that is the law of love. The law of love is what governs now your new nature. So therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He is a new creation. You, in fact, are a species that never existed before. You have never existed before. You were born again in that particular realm. You never existed before. Why? Because if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He is a new creation. So we see then that when God made Adam in the Garden of Eden, when God made him from the dust, placed him in Eden, etc., that Adam was a man who had not sinned. But when he did sin, then he became a rebel and separated from God. So then, therefore, all men became sinners as a result of what Adam did. You got that? So therefore, since all have sinned, all need to be born again. Are we together? Now, when you are born again, that means that you are not the same old person. The second you accepted Jesus, the split second that you accepted him, calling on him and receiving him as your Lord and Savior, you became a new creature. The Spirit of God baptized you then into the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13. For by one Spirit were we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Greek, bond or free, and having all been made to drink into one Spirit. So I'm simply saying this. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you were born again. Say born again. Now, if you were born again, that means that you don't even know you. You are new to you. You see, when you were born the first time into this world, you didn't know what a baby bed was. Hello? You didn't know what a bottle of milk was. You didn't even know your parents' voice. No. You had to grow to understand those things. Is that right? Now, everybody that's born again is born a baby. You see, when God made Adam the first time, Adam was made a full-grown man. Adam didn't have a belly button. But everybody since Adam has had one. Everybody since Adam and Eve has had a belly button. That means that everybody in this world was born a baby. Other than that, the only two people that were ever made whole were Adam and Eve. Now, the point I'm getting at is this. You may be 50 years old and accept Jesus, you're still a baby. You may be 95 and accept Christ, you're still a baby. Because when you were born again, you were born a baby. Say baby.
Baby.
Exactly. And you know, it's amazing. I've never seen a baby brought home driving the car out of the delivery room. Have you? And what messes people up is that now that they are born again, they think because they have physical age that they know a lot. Now, I can sit down with this one. I mean, that was it. That's the best shot. Everybody that's born again is born a baby. No matter what your physical age may be. All right, we got that together. All right, so therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, meaning then that when you were born again, you were born a babe in Christ. So being a babe, you are to desire the sincere milk of the word that you can grow by it. Now, the reason a lot of people are stumbling and falling in the body of Christ today is because they have gotten their physical age confused with their spiritual age. And now they think they know it all. And you can't tell them anything. And this is the problem some of you parents are having with your children. Now they have finally smelled their musk, and they think now that they're in a position to direct your life in your path. See, they have misunderstood that they are the same age that they are now as they were when you brought them into this world. The second, the minute, the hour, they're the same age. They're not older than you, and they never will be. So now, if any man be in Christ, he's a baby. He's a brand new baby. Now, that baby has been given that new nature, a law to now govern him by that was not there before. And that law that governs the new nature is the law of love. You got that? Now, you know as well as I do, you can break a law. Some of y'all got traffic tickets, so you know what I mean. Because the law is there does not mean it cannot be broken. Now, because you're born again, it does not mean that you can operate in, that you will operate in the law of love unless you are willing to. If you don't cooperate with the Spirit of God, you never will walk in love. You see? Because that old nature is there to tell you on a consistent basis, hate them, don't speak to them, treat them funny. Look at them crazy. Don't go that way. Don't give them an encouraging word. If you are governed by that law, that's the law of sin and death. But if you got it by love, love beareth all things. Is that right? Love hopeth all things. Now, the law that's in the new nature is there. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. So every one of you have capacity to operate in the law of divine love. But you have to do it by doing it. Okay, now, just because a light switch is connected into a wall does not necessarily mean that the lights are on in the room. Somebody will have to flip the switch. Now, what's happening in the body of Christ? A lot of people are not willing to flip the switch. We think if we walk in love, we're going to be taken advantage of. Yeah, that's what we think, but that's not the way that it is. If we walk in love, then where we'll find ourselves is moving in the realm of the Spirit. And can't no man get over on God. We have been called upon to obey the Lord. And to walk by faith ain't to walk by figuring it out. It's to walk by the word. Would you agree? So then, the law of love that governs the new nature as a principle is there. Every believer has been given that love principle. Now, Jesus came speaking a radical doctrine, and people didn't like it. But when he came in his day, this is what he said. He said, love your enemies. Well, now, wait a moment. You mean to tell me that the law that governs the new nature, that's the law of love that's in you, is not enough for you to love your enemies? Yes, it is. But there's a light problem. I don't want to. And as long as that's standing there, God himself cannot override that law that's in your old nature. You see, because it's one thing that God will not touch, and that is your will. Let me prove it. The prodigal son strayed away from home, left his daddy, went into a far country. Is that right? When he got over into that far country. Now, that boy had love at home. Yes, he did. He had every need met at home. Yes, he did. His father loved him with the agape love. They played gospel music in that home all day long. That boy had whatever he wanted to eat. It came right across the table. But what he decided to do was that he was going to leave. Yeah, he was going to go on the other side and see what the world had to offer. So he left away from home. He said, Daddy, give him a grip. I'm going to take a trip. Give me all that's coming to me. So the boy left home. He turned his back on love. But guess what? That daddy did not stop loving him because he strayed away from him. And that's just like God. God did not stop loving us. He loved us even when we were dead in sin. Ain't that right? Now, the point I'm making is this. God didn't touch that boy's will. God never touched his will. God never told that boy to go home. He didn't touch him. What he did, he touched the circumstances in his life. And the Bible says when he came to himself. And it was only when he came to himself. And when it says he came to himself, it means that he was not at himself. Because if he was at himself, he wouldn't have been looking at the husk that the swine was eating, trying to get a piece of it. That boy had missed it. But you see, when he came to himself, which means then he was as far away from God as he was from himself. But it did not mean that God didn't love him. So God just touched his circumstances. And when it got so bad on him, a thought came into his mind. He said, now, here I am looking at the husk. And in my daddy's house, they got bread over there running out of their ears. And here I am starving. I'm getting up from here and I'm going home. And the Bible says when that boy started coming toward home, that daddy saw him. Well, he was a great way off. That father struck out and hugged that boy around his neck and kissed him and said, hey, bring the best robe and kill the fatted calf. But God never touched his will. And see, this is what this is the message, beloved. God, those of you that are born again by the Spirit of God, God is not going to touch your will. God ain't going to make you love white folk. God ain't going to make white folk love black folk. If you're born again, you got a principle in you that you will have to turn loose. You see, now we started out reading 2 Corinthians 5:17. But now I think we need to back up because you need to see something here. And it's going to prove what I'm saying. Go back to 2 Corinthians 5. Let's look there right quick. If your love for other people is based upon the mere fact that they are the same color you are, you miss God. You miss God. And see, the body of Christ need to handle up on this. We need to handle up on this. A lot of people are still living in the past. And we need to live for now and for now on. Now there's a law. Now granted, God didn't address the fact whether or not it was easy to love somebody of a different race. He didn't even deal with that. He just gave us the principle to do it. But see, the white boy's problem is that he thinks that we ought to still be in slavery. And the black man's problem is that he mad because he had him in slavery. But yet everybody claimed to love Jesus. They don't understand the word. Now in 2 Corinthians 5, and you look at the 16th verse, right above the 17th verse. It says, wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So what the man is saying, hey, don't be loving folk based upon the color of their skin. We don't know Christ after the flesh. To the white folk, what if Jesus showed up a black man? Would you want to go to heaven? What if the Lord showed up a white man, black folk? Would you want to go to heaven? Well, let me answer that for me. I don't care what color the Lord is. I want out of here. He can be purple and green with polka dots. I don't care. That law of love that governs the new nature needs to be turned loose. And you're the only one that can do it. The Holy Ghost can't even do it. God ain't gonna make you love nobody. He told you to love them, didn't he? He commanded us to love one another. He said, by this shall all men know. But see, they don't know today. By this, all men are confused. Because they are seeing some that say they love Jesus, but they stabbing their brothers and sisters in the back. They running them down. They digging ditches. They digging holes. They hating one another. You got churches hating other churches. You do know that, don't you? And they're doing it all in the name of Jesus. You got to turn it loose. You say, well, it hurt. It's going to hurt. It's really going to hurt. Well, it might. But what did the Lord say do? Now, I'm going to bring this down home. You say, well, I'm a Gentile black man. I'll be that until the Lord come back. Now watch this. Well, Pastor Caldwell, what if your daughter wanted to marry a white man? Oh, you say. Timmy, marry a white boy? What if your daughter came home and wanted to marry a white boy? What if your son wanted to marry a white girl? What if those white boys out there wanted to marry a black girl? Oh, our religion won't let that happen because the Bible says that they're not to be unequally yoked. Wait a minute. Unequally yoked has nothing to do with the color of a person's skin. It has to do with one's standing with God and their personal belief and commitment in Christ. Don't be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever, and it has nothing to do with black folk marrying white folk or white folk marrying black folk. That's Western civilization. And I tell you why. Because the white boy is scared that if that blue-eyed girl married that black boy, their race gonna disappear. Now that's where the confusion is. And they scared that white woman gonna fall in love with that black man who has all that strength of character. And she won't be able to help herself. Now that's where the problem is. They didn't start wearing pants in public school until integration came.
Glory.
Girls didn't. We got all these churches, but guess what? We got more of religion than churches. You know, it's easy to love somebody the same color. I think that's why the Lord did it on purpose. Some of you may be uncomfortable with this, that's fine. But it's truth. Now, if my daughter wanted to marry a white man, I'd just simply tell her this. You better be ready for whatever you're going to have to deal with. But as it relates to the Bible, God didn't say not to. Now, I know it's going to be unpopular when it get on radio, fine. But somebody need to say it. Amen. Most segregated part of America happens on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock all over.
Hallelujah.
Black folk go and worship their black God. White folk go worship their white God. Yellow folk go worship their yellow God. I know it's true because I've seen pictures of Jesus. The Chinese did one. It was yellow with slanted eyes. You ever seen it? I'm serious. The blacks had one out and it had an afro with ebony skin. Deep dark brown eyes. The white folk got one and it's a white boy with brown flowing hair. With brown eyes. They say that's Jesus. The man said right here in 2 Corinthians 5:16, know we him therefore no more after the flesh. You're my brother, you're my sister, no matter what color you are. If you're born again, you're my brother. I'm your brother, you're my sister. And it does not matter. Segregation started in the pulpit. The only thing God wants his people to be separated from is sin. Not colored folk and black folk and white folk. Now, why don't you go to 1 John, 4th chapter. And we're going to look at love. We're going to look at this governing principle. This governing principle. The law of love that regulates and governs the new nature. In 1 John chapter 4, and commencing at verse 11. Hear this with your whole heart. Beloved, that beloved as the body of Christ. Say body of Christ.
Body of Christ.
If God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this know we that we dwell in him, and he in us. Because he hath given us of his spirit. Now this is how we know that we live in God and that God lives in us. Because he has given us of his spirit. Nobody, you don't have to ask anybody whether or not you're born again. If you're born again, you know it. Because God has given us of his spirit. All right, reading on. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. God is love. So are we in this world. God is love. Friend, you are love. Say, I'm love. Now you notice, I didn't say you are loved. You are love. Not only are you love, you are light. I didn't say you were in the light. I say you are light according to this Bible.
Today's message, the law that governs the new nature. FC 402 is now available on CD for only $5. And it may be purchased by calling Know Your Bible at 318-938-1885. Or you can mail any request to the Know Your Bible radio broadcast, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. Or email us, greenwoodacres@comcast.net. Greenwood Acres has a new website. You can go there to get ministry announcements, connect with the ministry, purchase messages and merchandise, and so much more. It can be found at gwafgbc.org. That's gwafgbc.org. We also have a new Know Your Bible video on demand page. You can access it from the website's main page. Just click on the Know Your Bible on demand link. We trust that it will be a blessing to you. Know Your Bible radio broadcast is now available as a podcast. You can listen to Know Your Bible through Apple Podcast, Google Play Music, and Spotify. Simply search for Know Your Bible or Bishop Caldwell in either app. Tap the subscribe button and Know Your Bible will come to you automatically each time an episode is posted. Enjoy!
Now the question is, will I do his will and answer?
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus. The power in the blood of Jesus on the cross at Calvary is God's resolution to the redemption of every lost sinner forever. Today is the day of salvation and now is the acceptable time because tomorrow is not promised. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and your house. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. Jesus said, come. The Father says, come. The Holy Spirit says, come. And I say, come. You need to come now.
Now the question is, when will Jesus return?
I was the chiefest of sinners, Paul says, and so say I. I called upon Jesus over 46 years ago, and he answered me, came into my heart, and brought with him the gift of eternal life. And he'll do the same for you if you call.
The trouble all over the world. I'm telling every man, woman, boy, and girl, it's coming soon.
Say these words to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I believe you are Lord. Come into my heart. I believe that God raised you from the dead. I accept you now, Lord, as my personal Lord and Savior. If you said those words and if you mean those words, they are recorded in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, verse 9 through 13. Welcome to the household of faith. Much, much love to you.
Now the questions are,
hello, this is Bishop Caldwell, and this is the Know Your Bible radio broadcast. The world needs Jesus now more than ever before, and you can help us to reach the world for Jesus Christ. I ask for you to pray for what the Lord will have you to do as it relates to financial support toward Know Your Bible. And then send your gifts of love to Know Your Bible, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. That's the Know Your Bible radio broadcast, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. We also welcome your prayer requests and your praise reports. So until we meet again right here on Know Your Bible, you pray for me and I'll be praying for you, and guess what? We'll all be prayed for. Much, much love to you.
Now I see.